Hey guys, I don't know if you're like me, but I love Count the Dings and everything it has to offer. I just can't find everything I need. You know, I know about Cinephobe, and I know about the mailbag, and I know about Bomb, but that's all we do, right, Amin?
No, we do so much more.
What?
Yeah, absolutely. If you sign up, patreon.com/countthedings, you'll find a plethora of other content, fresh content, extended content, the OG pod overflow, the Cinephobe cold opens that we've taken and made their own thing to live only there, the Rewatchingtons, Bomb in its full and unadulterated cut, early drops of Cinephobe episodes, and so much more.
Said the OG pod. Now, is it new or is it old?
Mace, I'm glad you asked that. It is a new incarnation of the old OG pod.
Oh.
So it's me, Zach, Trey, Waz, Tom.
I love those guys.
Just like we always were, going back to the True Hoop days, we're recreating that magic, recapturing it, and putting it back out. We're talking hoops, we're talking pop culture, and most importantly, we're talking for 40 minutes for free, but then another specific Patreon exclusive segment for every one of those episodes.
Funny enough about that OG pod, you're getting Tom and Trey on Mondays, you're getting me and Waz, aka Zosny, on Wednesdays. Amin's floating in between.
I'm a floater.
You never know when you're gonna get Amin in those, so you gotta listen to them all.
And what if I'm not sure what Maze looks like, because I've always thought he's a fat man with a fedora, he's got a weird voice. How can I see for myself what this Maze character actually looks like?
It's crazy you don't know the answer to this because it's the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page.
What?
The CT5s on the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page. You can look at all of us.
You can get all the OG pods on YouTube too, at Count the Dings 1 on YouTube, at Cinephobe Pod on YouTube. Patreon.com/Count the Dings gets you everything all in one feed. You can link it to your Spotify. And now enjoy the show.
Hey, listener, Zach Harper here. Underdog Fantasy, the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. Here's how it works. The Pick'em game. Pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower stat total in this week's game for a chance to win big. How big, you ask? I'm so glad you asked that question, listener. You can win up to 100 times your money in a single night. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick'em entry. You can also do rivals picks. You can put like Tyrese Haliburton and Jalen Brunson against each other, and whoever has more points, more assists, more rebounds, whatever you want to do, that is your rivals pick. I would maybe go with Jalen Brunson in these playoffs. By the way, in the regular season, Jalen Brunson, scoring tear, going higher on his point totals all the time. Joel Embiid, whenever he did actually play, higher on his scoring totals all the time. Victor Wembanyama, for the next 15, 20 years, here's a pro tip for you, take higher on the blocks. That's right. So you're probably wondering, how do you sign up? Oh my God, listener, you are full of good questions today. Sign up with the promo code DING, that's D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. $250, man, that's a lot. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the App Store. And don't forget to register with our code DING, D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick and first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. Must be 18 or older, 21 or older in Massachusetts, Arizona, 19 or older in Alabama and Nebraska, and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. Arizona 1-800-NEXT-STEP. That's 1-800-639-8783. Or text NEXT STEP to 53342. New York, call the 24/7 HOPE line at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible, because we're already doing it, all while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Welcome to another fun-filled episode of Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker. I'm Amin Alhassan. I'm joined, as always, by Black Trey, Big Jerv, and Jay Skills. We got a hell of a show for you guys today. I'm coming to you live from rainy, cold-ass fucking Denver. I've got a lot of thoughts about Denver. and as a city, a record label, and a motherfucking crew. We're not going to talk about the AI documentary because apparently it's not an AI documentary, but that shit boring as hell. Sorry. What else we got on the agenda? I don't even see the agenda today.
We got story time with Trey, the cat stack story. We got Jerv goes to the root picnic.
Yep.
We got Drake paints his nails and Lil Uzi comes out as they.
They.
And also The Wire turns 21. It's old enough to buy a drink, ladies and gentlemen.
In a brown paper bag, because that's how they know. We always all respect the brown paper bag. Shout out to B. Coven. But first, www.patreon.com/countthedings. You know how many W's in it. I don't know why I had to spell that shit out. That's where you get the Patreon exclusive content that you get bomb all at once as opposed to piecemeal through the week. You get Cinephobe with no ads on it. Ad free. That's right. We launched ad free podcasts. I know since the ads have increased lately. So that's pretty important for everybody to be able to listen without having to stop and hit that 30-second button, forward, all that. We've got the Discord. We've got the watch-alongs. We got so much stuff. Patreon.com/countthedings. And I'm going to say this right now. Maybe I'm putting the cart before the horse. But if there is a live show that happens in this year, you want to be a Patreon because you're going to get access to the better tickets, the better experiences before everyone else. So patreon.com/countthedings. Make sure you are locked in on that.
Jerv, were you high at the Roots picnic?
The thing is high right now. What are you asking?
That's some nice shit. You got me. Hey, that's some nice shit. Any nigga that covers his face like this.
Hey, I'll say this.
How many do you roll up? How many do you roll up when you go? On the go out.
So that's actually a good question, my man, because yesterday there is a festival mode. Festival mode is way different than, hey, we're just going to go to a concert, roll up. Festival mode, I did, I had 10 king size rolled.
King size, he said.
What is a king size?
Oh, so this is king size. This is like the raw cone, king size. This is my shit, actually, yeah. The cones, so like king size are there's the regular Johns that'll be like the OG, you know, white papers, John, everybody. There's that regular size, and then there's like a 1 1/4 that's a little bit bigger than that, and then the king size is the largest cone they have out there. And I had about 10 of those rolled up.
What strain did you smoke?
Shout out to the gumbo, man.
I had Pink Moon before Spider-Man. I was zapped.
You got high before watching Spider-Man? That should have melted my brain.
I was off to Seth Rogen, bro.
That's the house plan.
Niggas just don't get high before they watch a movie. Like, why would you watch?
You got to get high before you watch a movie.
I was so high, bro.
Snacks up. Particularly a movie like that. Like, listen, if it's a colorful animated movie, I gotta get faded.
And most of the time, I'll be on. Listen, the only reason why I didn't go, look at this nigga. There you go. The only reason why I didn't take shrooms is because I ran out, and I had my fucking dealer. This nigga was not around, so I had to get some weed. I smoked the weed. I went in there. I got me a fucking little kids fun pack, nigga, with the popcorn, the fruit snacks, and then a 20-ounce fucking root beer. I don't know why the fuck I got a root beer, but I got a fucking root beer. I ain't had root beer in like 8 years, my nigga.
Root beer slaps.
Listen, root beer used to be a favorite of mine, but I don't know what made me get a fucking A&W root beer, right?
When's the last time niggas had a root beer float?
I ain't getting no float. My new shit is ice cream meditation, though. I did that shit yesterday.
Where I
go to a random, like, wherever I'm at, I go to a random ass fucking, I'll look on the maps, I type in ice cream, and I'll go to a mom and pop's ice cream store out here, like, in general. And then I'll just look and get a random flavor, bro, on a waffle cone, and then just put my phone on airplane mode and just eat the fucking ice cream. I don't be because no because shit, no nigga so fancy. That ain't fucking fancy.
It nigga, just, you called it ice cream meditation, nigga. Like that alone is fancy.
That's
like,
my stick. That's
like, yo, my man, you couldn't just say, yo, I get ice cream and I just chill. This nigga called it ice cream meditation.
He goes on ice cream retreats, my nigga. He put the shit in the calendar.
I see why Sean asked you because you want to go get some coffee, nigga.
Because you gotta understand. I understand that Kanye picture so much more now when the nigga was just eating ice cream, bro. The fact that if I have my phone on, nigga's going to be texting me while I'm trying to eat ice cream. So I don't want to be bothered. I don't want to be bothered, bro. Give me that 5 to 8 minutes, that 5 to 8 minute window of me just enjoying my ice cream. Bro, this little hippie ass white lady sat next to me, bro. I know y'all seen the fucking ice cream cone yesterday. That shit had marshmallows with fruity pebbles all over it. The shit was insane. I was high on my fucking mind, and I was enjoying it. And the lady looked at me, and we was just eating fucking ice cream. And that shit was the best 8 minutes of my life, bro. Then I went back to reality when I walked out, and it was loud-ass New York, and the fucking ambulance going around, and all this other shit. But, yeah. And shout out to... go ahead.
Why don't niggas go to Cold Stone no more?
Cause it's hype, bro. They selling. Yeah. First of all, niggas selling you $13 fucking bowls. Yeah. They selling you $13 bowls, and niggas is doing stupid shit like putting gummies in their fucking ice cream.
Whoa.
You
whoa. Not those kind of gummies, dumbass.
I'm not putting gummy bears in my ice cream, but I do like the fact that when I go, you know, I smoke and I go on Cold Stone, my nigga. If I want to get froggy and get the Kit Kat with the motherfucking Reese's
Pieces. That's candy, though.
Bro, but I like that option. Like, I like, yo, they got everything.
The brownie.
You can make.
Yeah, the
but listen,
fudge
chocolate is a line, bro. Chocolate is a line with ice cream. But when you start putting fucking gummy worms and gummy bears.
Oh, no, that's psychotic.
Hello, listener. Guess who's back? It's me, Anthony Mays, your favorite butcher-turned-podcast producer, and I'm here to talk to you about ButcherBox. ButcherBox is the most convenient way to get high-quality meat and seafood that you can trust delivered straight to your doorstep, free shipping, vacuum-sealed packaging. It's ready to go right then. It's ready to pop in the freezer. You get exclusive member deals and a variety of high quality cuts at an amazing value. Going to the grocery store can be a huge pain. You're usually in a rush at an inconvenient time. You're waiting in line at the meat counter. You're taking a number. Maybe this place doesn't have a number. You're jostling with fellow customers. You're trying to get that ribeye that you want or that nice piece of salmon. Maybe the butcher that you're dealing with has a bad attitude or something. I don't know. That was never me, I promise. But maybe it happens. ButcherBox takes all of that out of the picture. You are always prepared with meat and seafood in the freezer, and you're not going to find quality for this price anywhere else other than ButcherBox. So sign up at butcherbox.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S, and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breasts, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/dings and use code DINGS, D-I-N-G-S, to choose your free for a year offer plus get $20 off your first order.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
That's what I'm saying. Why niggas need that?
Because there's psychos out here that need that option.
I'm gonna tell you why people don't go to a Cold Stone. It ain't because of gummies. Because now all these places got gummies.
Because that shit, the fucking Shake Shack of ice cream. You paying too fucking much
for a nigga to. It's what I hate. Is like, yo, man, just make me my ice cream. I don't need all of this shit. This karate shit that's happening. You know, clean clanging with the shit on the fucking thing, and then like, and then throwing that shit up like. Tom Cruise and cocktail catching it behind their back, like, nigga, just make my ice cream, man. And then, like, expecting like a tip. Here's a tip. Just make me my ice cream.
Y'all niggas don't like presentation.
The show, yo, the showmanship.
Hey,
but if a nigga come make you your drink and does all this shit and lights a fire and all that shit.
I hate that shit too. Look, I hate that shit too.
I do hate that shit. Do that shit in the back.
No, don't do it. Don't do it. I don't give a shit.
Have you ever got a smoked old fashioned?
Yeah.
You talking about where nigga do the...
Where they put the glass case over it and then they pull it up and it's all smoky and shit. Like, I mean, like...
Is hibachi the only place where it's cool?
I don't like... I've never been to hibachi.
What's cool?
Wait, you've never been to hibachi, you mean?
I've never been to Benihana, yeah.
Here's a question.
You've never been to Benihana?
Better not be kissing that shrimp in your mouth, I tell you that much.
For your birthday, your man took you to hibachi. What are you talking about? That boy Drake to go.
You's a freaky ass nigga. Hey, Juju, what's your favorite ice cream flavor, bro?
Bro, I ain't ate ice cream since 2016, man. My body is a temple, bro. I don't even, you feel me? I gotta
bro,
stay
around.
Bro,
they got vegan ice cream now.
Bro, I gotta stay around for my kids' kids. I ain't even got one yet. So I got my shit to temple.
Vegan
to go.
Ice cream straight though, right? Like you can't fuck with vegan?
Ice cream gonna kill Juju. That's what I learned today.
Listen. It's out for me.
So what was the last the last flavor that you fucked with?
Cookies and cream. You got to know.
Ooh. Okay.
That's a good one. That's a top five.
Jagged
Jason, what's yours?
112.
My favorite flavor? Mm-hmm. I just bought some Cherry Garcia last night.
What is that?
He said that shit like, oh, we all know that. I bought some Cherry Garcia last night. Of course, duh.
I think you be faking that you smoke, bro. I don't really think you smoke like that, dog. Right.
Trey,
you don't know Cherry Garcia. Come on, bro.
Nigga, I don't know Cherry Garcia. First of all, I don't want no cherries in none of my ice cream.
Oh, I never had it, but it's the ultimate ice cream. Ben and Jerry's is like literally right there. If you ever see Ben and Jerry's, it's the most. It's besides
most
like
popular ice cream.
Yeah,
they got
the most popular one. Yeah.
So it's
I ain't eating that shit.
It's like almost like maraschino cherry. It's like a black cherry, like a sweet black cherry with not like a Hershey bar, but like a little chocolate.
Oh, yeah, I'm out.
Shit up in there.
And then you mix cherries and chocolate, I'm out.
Oh, it's fire, bro. It's such a fire combo.
Remind me of like a King magazine.
and then shout out to the Rainbow Sherbert from back in the day. Rainbow Sherbert used to go really hard.
I feel like badass kids enjoyed Rainbow Sherbert. That's the shit you get when you fucking up the house.
I just imagine Rainbow Sherbert listening to this shit like, oh, I appreciate it, bro.
Niggas forgot all about me.
Right. I mean,
all I did was hold it down. And then all I did was hold it down.
I mean, what's your favorite flavor?
I don't like ice cream.
You don't like ice cream?
I don't like extreme cold. I don't like extreme hot. That's why I don't drink coffee. I don't like fucking ice cream, bro.
Nigga.
Yeah, I'm a
little more nasty. You never had ice cream when you was a kid or a popsicle?
No, I did, but like as you get older, it's just like I've realized I don't like this shit, man. Like,
okay, so
there's some things
Juju quit and Amin don't like it.
Yeah. I think one of the last ice cream I had was a Snicker ice cream. That motherfucker was crazy.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's some good shit.
Ice cream bar, yeah. That
shit.
I ain't gonna lie. That shit probably top five get alive.
No, yeah. Definitely.
That's definitely a key shit. Pickup.
Jerv, what's your favorite
7-Eleven?
Flavor?
It's really cookies and cream, but like if you give me the mint cookies and cream sometime too, like.
I mean, listen, adding mint to anything just reminds me of like toothpaste on top of a chocolate bar.
No, it's cool, bro. I've heard you shouldn't trust people to eat mint like flavor ice cream, and that's perfectly fine, my nigga. I will order that shit in front of you and be like, yo, it is what it is, dog. Like mint ice cream, it slaps.
I'm a wild nigga, man, because I fuck disgusting. With butter pecan or vanilla bean.
Vanilla bean
is dope. French vanilla is actually my favorite vanilla.
Hold on, vanilla ice cream,
bro. French vanilla is not vanilla ice cream, my nigga. It is.
This shit might sound racist because I know this is a black podcast, but I fuck with vanilla more than chocolate.
Way more, bro.
Look, dog. Listen, you put chocolate ice cream on my spoon. I'm like, my nigga, I didn't.
What you want me to do with this? What you want me to do with this?
I cannot condone any of this.
Niggas being colorist to the ice cream.
The only chocolate ice cream niggas really fuck with is the Frosty Jones at
Rocky Road.
I mean, Wendy's. That's the only chocolate ice cream niggas like low key fuck with is the Frosty. And that's because it's like really it's the ice milk. It's not even ice cream. It's the ice milk shit that we used to have at. You know, like if you went to like a summer camp and they fucking it was ice cream day and they wheeled out that big ass gray fucking shit. Like, you know what I mean? That's the only chocolate. Niggas ain't ordering scoops of chocolate ice cream.
But, I mean, French vanilla ice cream with peach cobbler might be the greatest dessert. Well,
okay, so that's different. Like, so I'll eat that. Like, I'll eat when they put a scoop of ice cream on top of something.
Oh,
that's
so cool.
I'm not like Trey where I'm going, I'm getting like tonguing that shit down with his phone.
They got ice cream time. What the hell? Ice cream meditation. We need to goddamn remember that. We can't let that slide, bro.
Ice cream meditation. I'm about to make them t-shirts, bro.
With
Trey on it. With his phone in his pocket and the ice cream.
With a Werther's original falling out of his pocket.
Hey, just put the cone. Just put the cone and make me one of the scoops, man. Ice cream meditation. We'll sell them shits.
You feel me? Indian style
He's Indian style with the ice cream cone floating in front of him.
With a basketball spinning on your damn finger.
That's the ice cream cone is levitating.
Nigga put his phone on airplane mode. He doesn't even want the mess.
Not even the do not disturb.
Bro, that man. You
don't know, Trayvon.
Hey, man, I'm just trying to practice some stillness, man.
Thanks to everybody for joining us. Thank you to Juju. Thank you, Jason, Jerv, Trey. Remember patreon.com/countthethings. Make sure you locked in, get those ad-free episodes, get those full bomb episodes, get the Discord, get the watch alongs, everything else. Till next week, stay black, motherfuckers.
It's lunchtime at Tim Hortons, and we're serving up a special deal just for you. Our new $5.99 lunch deal includes your choice of any lunch sandwich and a side of crunchy kettle chips. Because what's lunch without a little crunch? And the sandwich choice is all yours, like a ham and Swiss, Chipotle chicken wrap, BLT, and more, made to order just the way you like it. Tim Hortons' new lunch deal, simple, delicious, and just $5.99. Now that's a good deal, only at your neighborhood Tim's. U.S. only. Price and participation vary. Terms apply.